Sunny Morning Show on Sunny FM. It's music from Meghan Trainor called No Excuses. It is 9:08 on this Friday morning. That actually, No Excuses, kind of ties into the next couple of minutes here on the program. Joining me on the line right now is State Senator Tom Casperson. Good morning, Tom. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Walt. Good to be back.
Yeah, good to have you on. And speaking of no excuses, this is the first time that I've really had a chance to speak with you at length since your announcement about your battle with lung cancer. I saw you briefly in Marquette, but we really didn't get a chance to talk then. I wanted to ask you first and foremost, how you doing?
We're doing well, Walt. We've been working on the oral chemo probably for 3 weeks now. And actually, I think it has had an effect. I really haven't felt much for pain in the last week, which is rare with what happened here. So I'm counting my blessings there that, boy, if that can get rid of that pain, that's a good thing.
Yeah, this has been something, the news coming out being sort of, very surprising, but I'm sure also that people have stepped forward and you're getting a lot of support from, I guess, both sides of the aisle, as we say in politics, and folks across the UP and around the state sending you well wishes and support during this time.
Yeah, it's been actually amazing. My whole family has watched and witnessed this, and the outpouring from my constituents throughout the Upper Peninsula for sure has been overwhelming. And we feel the prayers and we appreciate them, and that's where it's at. So just a big shout out, thank you to everybody.
Well, we will keep an eye on that. Obviously, talk with you quite a bit here over the next while and find out. And of course, I wish you well with that. Legislation, things going on. Like I said, no excuses. You plugging along with things. You had a public meeting here recently in Marquette County. It had to do with a certain issue that you're working on with some legislation. Give our listeners a little update of what that was about and what you're working on.
Yeah, it had to do with the personal property taxes. Senator Prohl's introduced the bill, and I co-sponsored it as well as a lot of my colleagues did. The concept behind it we liked, but when we burrowed down into a lot of the little details, there's a lot of work to be done on this bill yet. And we had a town hall, and the people were pretty candid with me, and I appreciated that. And we learned a lot from them and their concerns, and they're legitimate. And so I've already talked to Senator Prohl about it, told him I had the town hall meeting, what my constituents told me, and now I'm hearing from some of my colleagues, they're hearing the same thing, so I'm convinced that we're going to see some big changes in this thing, if it even goes. If it goes, it'll be dramatically changed from what it is today. The concept behind it was to promote infrastructure, mainly power transmission lines, those types of things, and it was to encourage power companies to invest in new stuff, and not penalize them because they're buying new stuff and raise their personal property taxes on them. It was to keep them even keel. And I probably went a little farther than he should have with the language that he had.
So that's what you were hearing about primarily then from folks that attended. They say, wait a minute, there's a couple things here that maybe are a little too far over the line.
Yeah, it would be a dramatic hit to the local units of government with their tax revenue that they use to provide services. And one of the big issues for county with the Kyle power plant, with that going down and two other plants coming back online, two setups, the way the language would read, there's really no provision to assess a personal property tax on the new power generation. So that means Marquette County would lose all of Presque Isle's personal property tax, and no, they wouldn't pay anything from the new one. And that wasn't the intent that I thought the bill was going to do. I thought the bill was going to keep it revenue neutral so the power company wouldn't get any more in property tax, but they would get invested in new equipment and they would be held harmless on any increases, which would hold the locals harmless as well. And those things weren't thought through.
You expecting to see changes to the proposed legislation?
Yeah, absolutely. Or I don't see where John gets the support because, as I said, I've heard from our colleagues now that they're hearing the same thing from their locals. So our guys up here have been very good at reaching out to me and being very candid with me, which is that helps me when it comes to making decisions downstate.
Well, that is definitely part of it. We're talking with State Senator Tom Casperson this morning, legislative update. When we talk about things like that, the candid conversations and whatnot, of course, you're term limited out. You're looking at probably a different perspective of these last little times that you're working here to get some legislation passed. How is that changing conversations you're having as you know that as you're looking at November, you're not going to be in the hunt, so to speak?
Yeah, it's right now it's looking at some of the major things I've had out there trying to get them the loose ends tied up. And we've had some major endings, if you will, with the some of the legislation. We just recently, the governor just recently signed the land management plan. You and I have talked about that many times. We finally got that to his desk, and he signed it. Most recently, we sent to him a package of reforming how the DEQ processes, how they operate through their rules process and those types of things. The package of three bills got to his desk. He signed them. Those were some big game changers as far as how we do things. And so we're trying to just tie up those loose ends that we've been working on for so long, and we're getting there. I mean, those were some big things that were done as of, I think, 2 weeks ago, the governor signed.
Well, we're going to be talking with you again soon, I know, because you're not done yet, and I'm sure there'll be other things that you're working on, and I know that as you are in this situation with your health right now, I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to talk to us. I wish you the best of luck on all of that, and let's talk with you again soon sometime.
Sounds good. Thanks, Walt.